from KQED.
Next week, hundreds of medical marijuana dispensaries in Los Angeles face a deadline: close or risk criminal charges. But as the city cracks down on storefronts, pot delivery services are expanding all over L.A. As part of our collaboration with California Watch, reporter Michael Montgomery went to investigate.
In a tidy home on a quiet block in an upscale section of Los Angeles, a party of sorts is underway. Mingling inside are young professional types, some couples, and a few people who look haggard and move slowly. They nibble on a buffet of fruits, bagels, and pastries. Others crowd into a backyard studio, which the owner calls her debauchery room.
This is more indica, these are more sativa, these are joints rolled, these are bongs, pipes, whatever you want.
The woman is a former pot dealer who says she now runs a nonprofit collective that delivers medical marijuana directly to its members. She agreed to show us her operation, provided we not reveal her name or where she works in Los Angeles. We've also modified her voice. The owner says her all-female staff will deliver marijuana to qualified patients anywhere in the county. Her selling points are lower prices, convenience, and discretion.
There's moms, I have doctors, I have lawyers, I have principals. I have teachers, I have nurses, doctors who don't want to be seen going into a dispensary. They don't want to be seen probably going to a bar and buying marijuana.
The point of this unusual gathering is to legalize her operation and her customers. To do that, she's invited along a physician. He evaluates each guest, then signs off on recommendations for medical marijuana, all for $100.
So it's very on the up and up, exactly what you would go through at the doctor's office, only in a much more comfortable environment.
Medical pot delivery services like this one are a fast-growing and largely unregulated industry in California. More than 700 services around the state advertise on weedmaps.com, an online directory. That number has tripled in the past 18 months, with some delivery services expanding into places that have banned storefront dispensaries.
We're going to a patient's home, and I'm going through my Garmin GPS to find the best, most fuel-efficient way there.
Dan Halem logs hundreds of miles each week to fill phone and internet orders for patients scattered across L.A. County. Halem founded the Artist Collective Delivery Service 18 months ago after using medical marijuana for a rare hormone condition. He quickly saw how dispensaries were underserving seriously ill patients.
The people who medical marijuana is truly meant for are not well enough to go into a store to get it in many cases. So it's absolutely critical for there to be delivery services in some way, shape, or form.
Halem says most of his patients aren't on death's door, and the reality is that just about anyone can get a doctor's recommendation for medical pot or go into the delivery business.
To start a delivery service, whether your intentions are good or bad, you need a car, a cell phone, and marijuana. That's not the way that we operate, but I'd say the majority of delivery services at this point essentially are just that.
Halem says he's worried about the potential for abuse, so he asked local officials to regulate the thriving trade. But Los Angeles City Councilman Dennis Zine says delivery services aren't covered by the city's new medical pot regulations.
This was never a factor in our debates.
Zine says the move to restrict dispensaries was driven by complaints from community groups and law enforcement. And so far, there haven't been many complaints about delivery services.
Who's going to complain? The person who's receiving is not going to complain. The person who's delivering is not going to complain. The neighbors are not going to complain because they don't know what's going on.
In fact, no one in state or local government seems to have a handle on what's going on with pot delivery services. There's no statewide registry, and laws enacted after voters passed the Compassionate Use Act in 1996 are vague. Advocates argue that the laws cover transportation and distribution of medical pot, but Joseph Esposito of the Los Angeles District Attorney's Office disagrees.
I don't see anything that suggests that when the voters passed the Compassionate Use Act, they envisioned storefronts, delivery services. Who says I can't take
time? But as she made her rounds on a recent day in Los Angeles, the delivery service owner brushed aside legal concerns.
I'm not worried about it. I'm kind of from a feeling, you know, I come from the universe provides. That's where I feel, you know. All work out. Plus, I get to do what I like to do, spread love all day long, you know.
She steered her car into a Starbucks parking lot to deliver a small paper pouch. Then she made another delivery to an office building. The woman says she has about 250 customers turned patients, and she expects those numbers to grow if Los Angeles closes many of its medical marijuana dispensaries. For the California Report, I'm Michael Montgomery in Los Angeles.
Our story was co-reported by Gary Cohn and produced as part of an ongoing collaboration with California Watch, a project of the Center for Investigative Reporting. On Monday, we'll meet up with a delivery service in Northern California. These businesses are cropping up all over the state. To see the trend in bright green on a map, head online to californiareport.org.